love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And oh my goodness, we have a huge game upon us today. Super Bowl 54 in Miami will be taking place. Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. We are going to break it all down over the next couple hours and think about what could happen for both of these teams. To do it with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't know, for you and me and everybody else that doesn't play, that loves football, this doesn't get any better than Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, man, the last game of the year, I think it's kind of like we all can literally come together on this one and realize that we are at the end of it, man. This is the final game of the season. The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers will be going at it about 4:30 p.m. our time, so obviously adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world, but Kansas City, a 1.5-point favorite, kind of been hovering the whole time right around that number. So, unbelievable stuff. We're going to break it all down for you here on the show today. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Super Bowl style, baby. Keep it close.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over, BetOnline.ag, and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, BetOnline.ag.
Touchdown!
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Commander John Michael Gutierrez from Pleasanton, California, and currently serving at Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 25. We are operating out of Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, providing the Navy the nation needs. And I want to wish the San Francisco 49ers good luck in the Super Bowl. Go Navy and go Niners!
Takes the knee! Feels super, baby! Five-time Super Bowl champions are going back to Miami! Where they have won two Super Bowls!
18 seconds, they will count it down here at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs' kingdom, hoping, their dreams have come true. Hail, hail to the king of the Chiefs' kingdom forever. Because today, the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy in the stadium that was Lamar Hunt's dream. Kansas City is the AFC champion. They are headed to Miami for Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 35, Tennessee 24.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Super Bowl 54 style, baby. Unbelievable, man. I can't even believe it. It's crazy. The year goes by so quickly. We think about the great things that have happened throughout the season, Mike, and you think about these two teams in particular, the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and let's talk a little bit about their journeys as to how these guys got here. And before we do that, just a quick reminder, a couple heads-ups for everybody that's listening to us. Some really good guests today. We're going to have Greg Peterson on with us from Las Vegas. He does VSIN live. The guy's called Hoopin' with Hoops. The guy is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the gambling aspect of stuff. So love to have him on today. Talk to him about maybe all the different wagers and things like that that are happening, obviously, on the Super Bowl. So Greg Peterson, about 25 after the hour, 40 after the hour. We're going to speak to Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here locally in Phoenix, but he's in Miami for the big game, so we'll have him on. And then in hour number two, we'll talk to Ari Wolf, who is the preseason play-by-play voice for the Kansas City Chiefs, so I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about the Chiefs and their journey and a lot to say about the game today. But Mike, let's talk about the journeys for each of these teams. You know, the San Francisco 49ers were a team that was really awful a year ago, and they turned things around. I believe they were 4-12 this season. They're 13-3. Let's talk about that amazing turnaround. How do you do that in 1 year?
Well, it's one of those things where you get your quarterback back. and a quarterback, a quality quarterback in Jimmy G. You know, and it just adds so much to your team. I mean, you and I both know, and anybody that follows football knows, if you have a quarterback, you have a better than good chance of winning most of your games. And Jimmy G provides that. Now, you can say whatever you want about him being a game manager, but if your game, if your quote unquote game manager is going to get you back to possibly getting your sixth Super Bowl trophy as an organization, give me Jimmy G every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So getting him back was huge. And just Shanahan and that offense, it clicked this year. Once again, it kind of revolves around Jimmy G, but those weapons that they have, the running game that they have, you know, and of course that stout defense that they have there in the Bay, just it all came together. And hopefully, you know, for San Francisco, it comes together just one more time so they can get their sixth Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing journey when you think about Jimmy G a year ago, comes in, winds up getting injured, goes out. The San Francisco 49ers struggle for the rest of the season, right? So you come into this season with a lot of optimism, right? And you just don't know what the ceiling is for Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. And then obviously it turns into what we now know is to be a magical season. And like you said, with one more game and the ultimate prize still out there within reach for them. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really is. And talk a little bit about Kyle Shanahan and, you know, a guy that was in the Super Bowl before, had a huge lead with the Atlanta Falcons, right? 28-3, losing that football game. You know, there's a lot of really good storylines when you think about this game. And obviously on the other side, Andy Reid, his failures with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I just think that there's so many really interesting things about this football game. And quite frankly, I think that that's why this number hasn't moved very much at all, Mike. I mean, I really do think when you think about all of the numbers between these two teams, they're extremely similar, my man.
No, they are. And, you know, you and I have talked about this numerous times in the last couple of weeks, you know, either on this show or a local show, about that we're just so surprised that line hasn't moved one way or another, because, like you said, you know, there's usually people that come in and drop a lot of money to kind of move that line a little bit, and it just hasn't happened. And, you know, when you talk about Kyle Shanahan, you're talking about a guy that came up through the ranks. You know, certainly he has the bloodline to be a great coach, because, you know, Mike Shanahan, his dad, you know, was a great coach. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. And Kyle, it is obvious that he learned a great deal about how to coach at the NFL level and how to coach at any level, really, through his dad and what he saw as he made his way up. So Shanahan, I mean, yeah, you can talk about the 28-3 debacle in the Super Bowl a few years ago, but, you know, I think for Kyle, I think that is like the furthest thing from his mind that he's going to blow some lead or anything like that. I mean, that's water under the bridge, I would think, for Kyle Shanahan. But he is, to me, he's kind of that new coach. He's the shiny object that maybe the Rams coach was in the last couple of years, you know. But people have made the comparison to him and Andy Reid, and thinking Shanahan's possibly the new Andy Reid in the NFL, and it's hard to disagree with that, because he is extremely creative. He makes adjustments when he needs to make adjustments, either at halftime or, you know, during the game. So those people that think this is a Chiefs win, you know, take a look at what the people in the desert are saying, and just take a look at the coaching styles and what Shanahan has brought to the game so far.
You know, you look at what the Cardinals were able to do against the San Francisco 49ers, and that would obviously give anybody a lot of encouragement about what you potentially could do against this team. So, look, the 49ers can shut anybody down. We know that. Will they be able to do it? Obviously, we'll find out later today. Hey, I think this is kind of interesting. I don't know if you knew this, but San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo had a pretty interesting path to get to his first Super Bowl. This guy was a two-star recruit. He was only offered three offers out of high school, Eastern Illinois, Illinois State, and Montana State. I think that's crazy. And then he wound up playing actually at Eastern Illinois, which is an FCS school. And he spent three seasons, as we all know, as Tom Brady's backup with the New England Patriots from 2014 to 2016. And he entered this postseason with zero postseason starts. I think that's relatively interesting. And obviously the moment hasn't been too big for Jimmy G so far. And ultimately, man, this is the biggest game of the year. This is what everybody plays for. This is what we're shooting for. Every single one of these guys is shooting for this opportunity to take his team to the biggest game of the year. The 49ers and the Chiefs are here, man. Kudos to these guys. Kudos to them. All right, I know we got to take a break. On the other side, like I said, we'll hook up with Greg Peterson from VSIN Live in Las Vegas. We'll talk to him about the game. Obviously, it's on everybody's mind. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, who are always with you each and every Sunday, live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world. And obviously, today is a huge day. Super Bowl Sunday. Unbelievable, man. Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 54, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. We are trying to track down Greg Peterson from VSIN Live, and I know that he's trying, Scott's trying, so both on both ends, I know these guys are trying to make it possible. So we will get him on board, and there's all kinds of crazy prop bets. There's all kinds of crazy bets in general for this game. Mike, do you find that stuff intriguing at all?
Not that I partake in it, but I do find it, interesting. You know, you can bet on the coin flip. You can bet on who scores first, which player scores first, how they score first. You know, they got every little scenario that you can bet on, which, you know, to me, being a sports junkie, it is kind of interesting, but, it's, like I said, it's not like I partake in it. I'm not a huge gambler.
Like you said, I think there was that one crazy one, whether Kyle Shanahan would blow a 28-3 lead again, right? And I think it was something like 100-1. That's insane, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. But, you know, in the end, you know, you take away all of the different types of bets that you can lay down on a day like this. And the bottom line is what everybody wants. It's just a great game. You want it to come down to the last possession, the last kick, the last fourth and goal from the two, you know, kind of deal. And, you know, that's just what everybody wants.
Absolutely, man. We want to have a great football game. And I think that there's so many times that we get too excited about a great Super Bowl Sunday. And then obviously we have ourselves a terrible football game. So ultimately, man, I want to see a great, competitive, highly contested football game for four quarters. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what people feel that are gambling on this game because truth be told, it's the last game of the year, man. I want to see an unbelievable football game between two really good football teams that earned their right to be here. So I think that's really the key also is these two teams deserve to be here, Mike. You know, when you talk about the Chiefs and we talked a little bit about the Niners and their journey. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Chiefs and their journey. Think about this. Patrick Mahomes in and out of the lineup this year a little bit, right? People are a little nervous about that. Will he come back and be the guy that he was before? People thought they brought him back a little too early. Remember when we were having those conversations? So ultimately, man, I think that when you think about the journey that the Chiefs have had this year too, it's been remarkable and it's been pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, the journey that the Chiefs have taken is kind of that, a little bit of that typical kind of journey that you see out of teams that are very good, and they get past their roadblock from the previous year. You know, they lost in a dramatic fashion to the Patriots last year to get to the Super Bowl. They beat, you know, they come in this year being heavy favorites, Mahomes, you know, being last year's MVP and trying to prove himself once again that he certainly deserved that MVP. He gets hurt. The team has to overcome, you know, other injuries as well to get where they're at. They get to the conference championship. They exercise that demon and now here they are. I mean, you see this kind of thing all the time in the past, and you and I talked about it, you know, just you and I off air about, you know, the NBA and, you know, the Pistons getting by the Bulls, and the Bulls had to get past the Pistons and all that kind of stuff. So this is kind of the natural progression. I think the thing that you want to see, out of the 49ers, they went from bad to just boom, they're here. So they didn't go the kind of the typical route like I'm talking about. But the Chiefs, I think this year proved that they can overcome a lot of different dramas, injuries, that kind of thing, doubt maybe in their mind and in their fans' mind to get where they're at and to get that Super Bowl trophy back in Kansas City.
You know, and you talk about Patrick Mahomes and his path or his journey to the Super Bowl in Miami. I mean, wow, think of all the twists and turns it took for him. This is also another kid that really not that high of a recruit. I think he was a three-star recruit. He had three offers in high school as well, Texas Tech, Houston, and Rice. This guy didn't start playing organized football until seventh grade. I think that to me is the biggest lesson that people should learn. It's never too late, man. I'm sorry, but it is never too late to get out there and do something great. So this guy didn't start until seventh grade. He didn't make his first start until his junior year in high school. I think that's unbelievable. And then this guy was also drafted in the 34th round by the Detroit Tigers in the 2014 Major League Baseball draft. He also spent time with the Red Raider baseball program in college. So I think that what I'm trying to tell you is this guy's an athlete, man. So at the end of the day, you don't have to. I think that to me, that's one of those huge things that I see today. And I know that you probably saw this a little bit in your coaching is I think it's good to be diverse. I think it's good to play a couple of different sports. Don't just play one sport. And I would think that in most cases, in almost every case, all of these guys that you see on a football field played something else before they decided to just go and play football, Mike Wilson.
Absolutely. I mean, I am always going to be an advocate for a kid to play multiple sports, and it really bothers me from time to time when you hear the stories of coaches that don't want their players playing another sport because they don't want them to get hurt. Well, you know what? These kids can get hurt walking across the street, they can slip in the shower, you know, all that kind of stuff. When you diversify yourself in terms of your athletic career, it just adds to your being a better quarterback, a better baseball player, hockey player, because you've experienced different things and you have learned to use different types of muscles. You learn to use different types of athleticism. I mean, you can see the baseball athleticism in Patrick Mahomes. He slides, he can move his feet fairly well. You can see it. So, for all those kids out there that just want to specialize when starting off young, don't specialize. Play as many sports for as many years as you can, and then when it comes time to make a choice, you make a choice. But up until then, go have fun and go play your soccer, go play your lacrosse, wrestle. I would tell my offensive lineman, my defensive lineman, go wrestle, go do that. I would tell my skill guys, go run track, go play basketball, those kind of things. And sometimes they looked at me kind of weird because I was telling them to go play other sports as well. So but just look at Patrick Mahomes, and he's the selling point for playing multiple sports.
Yeah, it's weird because I've always been that coach that when people ask me for advice, hey, what should we do? How many days a week should we be doing this and that and the other? And I basically have always been one that says, look, I was a really well-rounded athlete myself. My parents never really made me make a choice as to what I wanted to do. They just loved the fact that I enjoyed playing each and every game. And I think you hit on something and nailed it, man. Patrick Mahomes, I agree 100%. you see the influence of baseball in how this guy moves out there on the football field. He can pirouette. The guy can escape like Houdini at times. So I absolutely 100% can see the influence of baseball, and especially with the way that the guy throws the ball, the weird arm angles, you name it, man. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell, what I'm really trying to say in a nutshell is be a well-rounded athlete growing up as a kid. It is very important. And then, like you said, later on in life, you figure out, okay, well, now it's time that I really have to focus in on this one particular thing, but all those skills that I had along the way are helping me to achieve what I'm achieving in this sport, which obviously for Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy G at this point, I'm sorry whether you can agree or disagree on this right now, it happens to be a certain level of greatness, and the Dorfman is one that I see greatness. So anytime you can get your team to the biggest game in the biggest moment, I think that you are – some part of greatness is part of your name at that point. So to this point, the Chiefs have experienced a little bit of greatness, and so have the 49ers. Today, who will be the greatest of these two teams? I guess that's the big question, right, Mike?
Yeah, it is. And just one more thing, talking about multiple sport athletes and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if you want another great example, just look at Russell Wilson. You know, he's another baseball guy that's, you know, learned to be a great athlete through different sports. So, but today, you will, one of these two quarterbacks and teams are going to mark themselves down in the pantheon history of the NFL, and it's going to be fun to watch.
I agree. All right, folks, I hear the music. That means we've got to take a pause for the cause. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports in Phoenix. He is live in Miami for the big game, so we are going to get his input on what's happening in Miami. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Patrick Mahomes. Rushing pattern, Watkins to the pylon. Touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do? fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Dorf on Sports weekend edition, Super Bowl 54. 49ers, Chiefs, going at it about 4:30 p.m. our time here in the Valley of the Sun. I have no idea what time that is for you, wherever you are in the world. But we do have Greg Peterson. We tracked him down, Mike Wilson. So we do have Greg Peterson from VSIN Live, also Hooping with Hoops. If you don't know, the guy is a genius when it comes to talking basketball, but he's also a genius when it comes to just talking sports. And obviously today we are talking to you about Super Bowl 54. San Francisco and the Kansas City Chiefs will be going at it, like I said, in a few hours from now. And Greg, I know you're big on all kinds of gambling and prop bets and things along those lines. So first and foremost, welcome to the show. Where are you, man? First and foremost, where are you, man?
Burlington, Iowa, my friend. I am someone that I hail from the Midwest. I'm covering all the Midwest action that's going to be happening in the Super Bowl, actually, for VSiN out here in the lovely state of Iowa. I absolutely love it.
I think it's pretty cool, man. They kind of shoot you all over the country. And what's the weather like, man? Is it chilly?
It's not too bad. High of 50 today. I got really lucky.
I feel you, man. You know, we get spoiled out here, but we both are from the great state of Wisconsin, so that cold weather, no big deal. All right, man, what's the craziest prop bet that's out there right now?
You've got so many prop bets that are just absolutely crazy. Like, I still remember firing on one last year. Will there be more sacks in the game, or will there be more goals scored by, like, the Boston Bruins? You always have your national anthem and everything like that. I saw one in which, what will be the shorter of the two, the shortest drive that ends in a score or the national anthem with regards to time wise? So I think that there's just a whole bunch of them out there. You pick your poison.
That's interesting. What about the I know, Mike, I want you to jump in here in a minute, but what about that crazy one with Kyle Shanahan giving up a 28-3 lead at 100-1? Just insane, right?
Yeah, that's one that I would not bet on. I have to think that you have to get to 28-3 in order to have action on it. I don't know the exact wording, but typically with those sorts of props, you do have a little bit of language with that regard. I just don't see that happening again. Let's put it that way.
Greg, this is Mike. Enjoy the 50s out there in Iowa, because I know that's not typically probably the norm this time of year.
No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly. But tell me, a lot of people are not big bettors. I'm not exactly a big gambler. What's the biggest mistake that these people make when they make a bet on a Super Bowl Sunday or for the NCAA tournament?
They risk more than they can lose. What you need to have is bankroll management. Just because you have $1,000 with regards to gambling money doesn't mean that you should put all $1,000 on the San Francisco 49ers at, like, an alternative point spread to win by 27 points. Because people are always looking for that big payout. Parlays always give you that big payout, but it's the reason why the books make so much money. Because people are just like, oh, all I need to do is have these two games come in, these three games come in. It's hard enough to get one winner in this industry. You got on there two, three, four more results. It's one of these situations where you're not going to win short-term, you're not going to win long-term, and there's a reason why the casinos always advertise, oh, Jimmy McJimmy wound up winning $10,000 on this 10-leg parlay because they want you to bet them.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's the voice of Greg Peterson from VSIN Live in Las Vegas. Not in Las Vegas right now, but obviously normally in Las Vegas. And then obviously you can catch his podcast, Hooping with Hoops. Greg Hoops Peterson, if you will. That's what he's normally known as. But obviously we're talking Super Bowl with you. And if you were to make a wager, and we're not telling people to do that because obviously it is for entertainment purposes only, but if you were, what's a normal bet that people make and maybe something that people won't get confused with?
Just whether or not you think the team is going to win the game. That would be the money line right now. If you take the San Francisco 49ers to win the game outright, you're going to be getting about plus 105. Now, what plus 105 means is if you put $100 down on a wager, you'd be getting back your original $100 plus $105. And that means that on the other side, you would have minus $125 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Once again, what that means is that $100 wager, you'd actually have to get $125 down in order to get back $100. So that's just trying to put it into a little bit of layman's terms. But obviously, those are easy ones. And then the over-under, which is just the amount of points that will be scored between both teams in the game, currently is at 54. So if the game lands 28-21 and you got under 54, your bet cashes.
Good stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
No, look, we're talking about the Super Bowl, Greg, and, you know, what do you see and who do you see winning this game and why?
I do think it's going to be the 49ers. The key for the 49ers is really just slowing down this game because if the Chiefs are going to win this game, they're probably going to have Patrick Mahomes running wild, and it's going to force Jimmy Garoppolo to throw. Jimmy Garoppolo, I feel like sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap, but with that said, not necessarily the guy that you want airing it out 45 times. You want to be able to keep the game a little bit low and slow. You want to have a guy like a Mostert try to get to 100 yards in this game. That's really been the formula for success for the San Francisco 49ers team, a good, solid pass rush, getting out to an early lead and being able to dictate the tempo from there. I do think that they're going to be able to do so. And keep in mind, with the Kansas City Chiefs, this defense is not bad either. Certainly in the postseason, they were not performing well, but I believe it's 6 out of their last 7 games during the regular season, they held their opponents to 21 points or fewer. So I do think that we're going to get a little bit of a lower scoring game.
You know, that's interesting. That is the voice of Greg Peterson joining us from VSIN Live in Las Vegas. Not currently in Las Vegas, but that's where he does live. And let me tell you, like, I look at this game and I see so many similarities, to be honest with you. I know that that Kansas City has that quick strike offense. They have that ability to obviously be a prolific offense, but the 49ers do as well, and the 49ers can lock it down. Like, Kansas City's defense got better over the past 6 weeks. Are people maybe, like, thinking one way where this game could be completely different? I mean, are we all thinking a ton of points and all of a sudden, somehow, some way, this is like a 24-20 game, not a 38-31 game? I mean, is that possible, Greg?
I think it is, because keep in mind, last year we all thought, oh, Patriots versus Rams, we're going to get a shootout. And instead, we got a whole lot of defense. And that's just sometimes the way these games go. I think that this is a game in which it's going to be a little bit lower scoring. I think that we're maybe overhyping these offenses a little bit too much, and we're not getting enough credit to the pass rush of these teams as well. I think that Dee Ford, a guy who has certainly struggled, is going to be able to get a little pressure in this game. I think that it's just very incumbent on both these teams to be able to get off to good starts. And what I feel like a lot of people don't realize is that these are human beings playing in these games. A lot of these guys, I think a good 95% of them have never been in a Super Bowl. The jitters are going to get to you. You're going to have balls fluttering probably from both quarterbacks. So I think that leads to a little bit of a slower start.
Who needs to get out to a good lead early? Is it more important for Kansas City or is it more important for San Francisco? In my opinion, I think it's San Francisco because of the high power, quick scoring offense that Kansas City can bring at you when they can score in one or two plays if they have to. So to me, I feel like San Francisco kind of has to control the tempo of this game, Greg.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I am right there with you. The San Francisco 49ers cannot allow themselves to get down by two-plus scores because with the San Francisco 49ers, they need to have a game plan in place. Run the ball, be able to get a little bit of pressure on Patrick Mahomes, try to make the Kansas City Chiefs a little bit more one-dimensional, and don't let their weapons just be able to do whatever they want, because if Kansas City has a lead, all bets are off as to what's going to be able to happen with that regard. And that means that you have to put Jimmy Garoppolo in a place where he's throwing in obvious situations. And you have Greg Kittle, very nice tight end, but you don't necessarily have those guys that I feel like are able to be as big of game breakers as Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, the best offensive player on the field today. And I think that you are exactly right. The 49ers need to get out to a good start if they want to win this game.
All right, so with that being said, we have all these great numbers in front of us and all these great players in front of us. Who's going to be the biggest star of the day? Who is the MVP of this game today, Greg?
Oh, no question. It's the punter, Mr. Wisnowski. I do think that Raheem Mostert actually has a good shot of it. I have the 49ers being able to win this game, and I think that we're going to see the San Francisco 49ers feature him in a variety of different ways. I think they're going to get him involved in the passing game even more than he typically is. And I think that this is his game. I think the 49ers are going to be able to hold up at the point of attack. I think that they're going to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, which will allow them to get out to a good start. And then they're just going to use Mostert in a variety of different ways. And I think this is his game.
Interesting. Very interesting. I've all week kind of been like, how do you stop Kansas City, all those weapons? How do you shut Mahomes down for four quarters? And you're telling me you think the 49ers are going to do it, huh?
They had the number one sack rate in the NFL per opponent's dropbacks. This is a team with Bosa and company up front that is just mean. They're going to get after them. And I think that they have the speed with their outside rushers to be able to contain Patrick Mahomes. I know that not a lot of people are thinking that, but I do feel like this is a spot in which the San Francisco 49ers are being undervalued, and I do think that those guys on the outside, they're going to be able to really cause some frustration for this Chiefs offense.
Quick question for you, and we do appreciate you taking time out with us. Greg Peterson from VSI and Live in Las Vegas. Is there any scenario where you see Andy Reid blowing this game or Kyle Shanahan blowing this game? Obviously, the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots is obviously looming over his head. Is there a way that either one of these guys messed the game up?
I think the biggest way that you would mess the game up if you're the 49ers is by abandoning the run, and that's the exact opposite of what happened with regards to the Falcons game. And then you had, win that Falcons game, just a variety of different issues. They were passing the ball when they shouldn't have. They were running the ball when they shouldn't have. It was just a hot mess. I think that Mr. Shanahan has been able to learn from that. And with Andy Reid, he's a steady Eddie coach. He just has never really gotten to just do because he's never won a Super Bowl. But this is a man that when he was with the Eagles, time and time and time again, he got his team to the championship, back-to-back AFC championships with this team. I really don't have too many concerns with the coaches because I think both these guys are rock solid. And for Shanahan, he's learned from his mistakes.
Hey, with that being said, I think we're all kind of pulling for Andy Reid because of that long pedigree that you're talking about. Hey, Greg, as always, my friend, appreciate your time. Have a great day. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Will do. Thank you.
Greg Peterson from VSIN Live in Las Vegas joining us. Good stuff from that guy, as always. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that, wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros, but all those zeros can add up to something big. A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high interest debts into a low fixed rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
Are you or is someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360. A guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in hour number one of the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond, all over the globe. Is just about in the books. I can't believe it, Mike Wilson. Obviously, we're talking Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and there's going to be a lot of analysis coming to you here in hour number two. We do want to thank Greg Peterson from VSIN Live for joining us in hour number one, but wow, dude, hour number one literally flew by today, Mike Wilson. Seriously, no joke.
Hey, look, hour one did fly by, but the bright side of that means we are 1 hour closer to the Super Bowl actually starting. So that's the good thing there, and I'm more excited about the Super Bowl than I've been in a long, long time.
No, I agree with you. I do think that this – I don't care. I mean, I really do think we have ourselves a game that could be a last possession type game. You know, you have a really good defense in the 49ers. You've got a really prolific offense with the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got two up-and-coming budding superstar quarterbacks. I mean, dude, this is obviously – a great matchup and one of those matchups that we might be talking about for a very, very long time to come. Like, no joke. This could potentially be a matchup of seeing Jimmy G year in and year out of Super Bowls. And the same thing goes for Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, could these guys be back to this game year in and year out, in your humble opinion?
Oh, absolutely. They could be back to this game year in and year out because they're two great quarterbacks with two great coaches and two great offenses and defenses. And so, yeah, we could be looking at San Francisco and Kansas City multiple times for the next few years.
All righty. Hour number one in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. We will talk to Richard Simes from Fox 10 Sports in Phoenix, who's live in Miami. And we will talk to Ari Wolf, play-by-play voice of the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucus goers promising to press on regardless of how things go in that state tomorrow. Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. The first death involving the coronavirus outside China has been reported in the Philippines. A 40-year-old man dying yesterday after being admitted to the hospital with a fever. It's killed over 300 people in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The impeachment process against President Trump, which was launched by House Democrats last September, is going to be wrapping up this week. Tomorrow we'll hear final arguments from the two sides at the Senate trial, and then the president's expected to be acquitted with a vote on Wednesday. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says he thinks the Senate trial was fair and that the president should be acquitted.
I think what he did is a long way from treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't think it's the kind of inappropriate action that the framers would expect the Senate to substitute its judgment for the people in picking a president.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Super Bowl 54 kicks off in a matter of hours at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. A crowd of over 60,000 fans expected to be there in person to see it. Millions more, of course, on TV. As the San Francisco 49ers play the Kansas City Chiefs for the league championship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump accusing candidate Michael Bloomberg of trying to get the Democratic National Committee to, in the president's words, rig the election against Bernie Sanders. The president making that remark in an early morning tweet, saying, quote, many of the ads you are watching were paid for by Mini Mike Bloomberg. He added, Bloomberg is getting nowhere and just wasting money with his White House campaign. Trump concluding, they are doing it to Bernie again, like 2016. One of the last remaining Navajo code talkers from World War II is dead. Joe Vandiver Sr. passing away on Friday in Haystack, New Mexico. He was 96. The code talker served in the U.S. Marine Corps during the war, using their native Navajo language to create a code that the Japanese were never able to break. Hundreds of Navajos served, but today less than a handful are still alive. After the war, Vandiver became a medicine man and worked to promote his culture and language. He leaves behind 8 children, 36 grandchildren, and 55 great-grandchildren. And it's Groundhog Day 2020, and they gathered on Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania this morning as Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow and did not see his shadow. It now means, well, according to Phil, that we'll have an early spring. Had he seen his shadow, it would have meant we'd get 6 more weeks of winter. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We come to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Get at us in a couple of different ways. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And you can always beam us up on the telephone like Scotty at 1-800-878-7529. What a day, people. What a day. Super Bowl 54 is here. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers. It all takes place around 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is where we live, at least at this point in time, because our time is constant. It never changes. You just change. Anyways, Mike Wilson, welcome back, my friend. How are you, buddy? Well, I hope he's okay. I hope he's okay, man. Anyways, he's there. I know he's there. But, Mike, you're trying to keep me on my toes, aren't you?
No, I'm here. Yeah.
Trying to keep me on my toes a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. No, it's Super Bowl Sunday. You got the betting, you got the commercials, you got the parties, you got everything going. It's an exciting day in this country. And let's just say there's going to be a lot of people calling in sick tomorrow.
Oh, you know that, man. All right, so on the other side, we're going to hook up with Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports in Phoenix, Arizona. He is live in Miami. A little bit later, we'll hook up with Ari Wolf, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason. So we'll get all that for you here in this hour. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, BetOnline.ag.
Touchdown!
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzeen.
First question, Mike. While watching football's big game, you decided to eat the biggest mess of food. Super nachos, wings, sliders. Now your stomach's boiling back up toward your pie hole. Do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take Nauzeen 4-Minute Formula?
Take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's 4-Minute Formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauzeen now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line, 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill! It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down! He pulls a Houdini! What a play by Mahomes!
Looks like Mayfield wants to go 4 wide, split everybody out, and separate this 49er defense.
He has Chubb to his side, an RPO, fakes the handoff. Bosa's got him around the waist. He throws, intercepted by Richard Sherman, dropping back into coverage at midfield. Gets up, breaks a tackle, runs back into Cleveland territory, dropped on the Brown 41-yard line.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Man, oh, man. We are getting closer and closer to the big game, Super Bowl 54. 49ers and Chiefs will be going at it about 4:30 p.m. our time here in the Valley of the Sun. We're going to hook up now with Richard Sines, who is live in Miami, also from the Valley of the Sun, Fox 10 Sports, sports anchor. Joins us on the local show and now joining us here on the Sirius XM show on channel 211. Richard, good morning, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? Things are going great over here in Miami. You can tell it's game day because people are starting to party early, and they are ready to roll.
I love it, man. And you've obviously been there all week long, taking in the scenes, the sights, and everything that goes along with Super Bowl 54. So tell me the kind of the biggest thing, maybe the biggest thing or the best thing that, you've done all week long, Richard.
Oh, boy, yeah. Meeting Kurt Warner, going one-on-one with him early in the morning, just, you know, the red carpet last night for the NFL honor, seeing guys like Zeri Zonka, Joe Namath, Steve Young, all those guys come through. That was pretty cool to see. And one thing I really enjoyed is, you know, I'm obviously trying to get local angles. And so when I was here, I've been asking people about Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. And every time I mention him and the Cardinals, their eyes just light up. People just say, wow, you know, that kid is going to be a special quarterback, and the Arizona Cardinals are heading in the right direction. So that was really interesting to see how many people have taken notice of what Kyler Murray has done. And then, of course, he ends up winning the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year award last night. So that was cool. Obviously, it was also a good night for the Cardinals in general. Larry Fitzgerald took home some hardware. Former Arizona Cardinal running back Edgerrin James goes into the Hall of Fame. Former Cardinal Calais Campbell wins Man of the Year. David Johnson was there. He was up for Man of the Year. So a pretty good night for the Cardinals. So nice Arizona ties all week long.
Richard, you know, this is Mike. And, you know, you've been down there partying with J-Lo and A-Rod and Shakira all week. I mean, I get it. You know, it's a fun time down there. But at the end of the day, we got a game to look at here. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win? What are going to be the keys to the game for each team, and why?
You know, yeah, you're right. I have been partying all week long. Don't forget Pitbull. You know, Mr. 305 had me out till 3:05 in the morning. But yeah, you know how they say, party like a rock star. There's a truth to that. But anyway, yeah, thank God it's game day, because now I can focus on what I came down here to do, right? But, yeah, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. And, you know, I remember earlier in the week we talked to the Fox broadcast guys, the broadcast team, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And, you know, even Joe Buck, I could totally relate, because all week long I haven't been this undecided for a Super Bowl in I don't know how long. Because one minute I'm like, oh, boy, you know, that 49er defense is something else. And then I'm like, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes is just magical. How are you going to stop him and all the weapons they have on offense? But then it's the 49er running game. So, you know, I think the key for the 49ers is obviously run the football. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, they've been able to run the football on everybody. They've been doing that, you know, in the playoffs especially. You know, look at the NFC Championship game. So if they're running the ball and they're controlling the time of possession and Patrick Mahomes is on the sideline, Mahomes can't hurt them. So if they run the ball, play keep away, kind of take the air out of the ball, so to speak, slow the game down, let their defense do what they do, and keep Mahomes off the field, that's what the 49ers need to do, and that's how they can win the game. Of course, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, you need to let Mahomes do what he does, and maybe even let the 49ers get a lead, because then you know you got them right where you want them, the way these guys have been coming back all year long. That's the one thing about Mahomes and this Kansas City offense. No matter what the deficit is, I never feel like they're out of it. So if Kansas City's going to win, Mahomes is going to have to be the MVP. I think also the defense for the Kansas City Chiefs is a little underrated, especially because the 49ers are so good. I think the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, has been lights out in this postseason. He had a great AFC Championship game. I think he can make one of those big plays that kind of turns the momentum in this game. And, of course, you know, again, on the offensive side, if Garoppolo has to sling it, he can. I mean, he's done it before. He did it twice against the Cardinals.
Looks like we may have lost Richard by some opportunity there. It's okay. We lost Mike. Richard, you're still with me, which is great. It's good. We lost Mike. Yeah. Good thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's just her dial tone. Yeah. But, yeah, so coming down to it, I think I'm going to take the Chiefs if Mahomes gets the ball at the end of the game to win it. I think they have a chance that they could pull this thing up. I just think it's going to be one heck of a game. I really do.
No, I'm right there with you, man. I totally agree. I think that this is something that we've all been kind of waiting for, which is a really, really good Super Bowl where people are on both sides. People think Kansas City is going to win. People think the 49ers are going to win. It's very even. Obviously, the line has stayed pretty close, so everything seems to be falling into place for a really, really good football game. We are talking to Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix, Arizona, live in Miami, obviously, for the big game. You can check him out on Twitter at rsinesfox10. That's where you can get him. You can also get Mike at Pigskin Opinion. You can get me at Dorf on Sports. And then, obviously, just talking about the game here. Just crazy stuff. We're here. This is a final game. It's kind of hard to believe. I know we've got Mike back now, too, so that's all good. Glad to have you back with us, Mike. Look, what would be the difference? How do the 49, like you said, obviously, they have to control the ball. But let's just say that things get awry and the Kansas City Chiefs wind up having those breakout plays, because we all know they can do it in one play. That's all it takes. Tyreek Hill gets loose. Any one of those guys gets loose. It doesn't make a difference. So how do you shut them down for 60 minutes? I think that to me is the biggest question. How do you stop Patrick Mahomes for 60 minutes, Richard?
Yeah, that's the question right there. And, you know, let's keep in mind, yes, the 49er defense is one of the best in the NFL, but they're not the 85 Bears, okay? Let's not get crazy here. This is not the doomsday defense we're talking about. This is not Ray Lewis out there running around. So they can be had. I've seen an offense have their way with them, and it not once but twice live, and it was the Arizona Cardinals, which happened to be very similar to the Kansas City Chiefs offense. So I think, you know, the Chiefs are going to be able to score. I think the 49ers are going to have to play better offensively through the air than they have been lately, just out of necessity. And I think they can. You know, don't sleep on Jimmy Garoppolo. The guy can sling it. He's been to the Super Bowl before, yeah, as a backup, but he's still, I think that really is going to help him because he knows the routine. And that's the big thing. That whole extra week, all the distraction out here, it can really get guys, you know, and grab them by the boo-boo once game time comes around because they're worn out, you know, because it's been such a long 2 weeks, you know, especially a long last week, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see how Garoppolo and this offense respond when they're forced to throw the ball and they're not being able to control the ball with just a running game and that good defense.
All right, what's the final score? What happens today?
I'm going to go 31-28. Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes comes down, leads the game-winning drive, and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs finally get a Super Bowl. The Chiefs get their first one in 50 years. Andy Reid gets the first one ever for him. I think his experience will be the difference. He's been here before. He's messed it up before, or at least his teams have, and I think this time he gets it.
Great stuff, as always. Appreciate your time. Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix, live in Miami. Have a great day, Richard. Enjoy the game.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome stuff. We'll be back. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three, line drive throw in the back of the end zone, backpedaling, falling down, chest high catch, Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone, and literally looking at his quarterback facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably.
A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
And of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pick of some kind on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, looking, throwing in the end zone.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A little special, though, Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 54 edition here of the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. 49ers and Chiefs going at it. Obviously a big, big game. And I will be back late night, obviously doing the NFL Rewind, Super Bowl style, which will be the last week of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Mike Wilson, are you going to join me for the final game of the year to talk about putting the whole season and everything in perspective and put a cap on it with me on the final show of the NFL Rewind edition on Sports Overnight America? You going to join me tonight, my friend?
Well, since it's you, Andy, I will be joining you for the last show on the Rewind, so that'll be good. We'll get to kind of pick apart the game a little bit and see what went right, what went wrong. But, yes, I will be joining you this evening.
All right, so how did the 49ers win it, in your humble opinion, Mike Wilson?
Well, you know, look, I'm going to be like most other people and go, look, they got to control the time of possession a little bit. They don't have a quick strike offense like Kansas City does. Niners can strike quick, but it's not their MO. So
right.
They're going to have to run the ball. And the other thing is, I'm starting to wonder if Shanahan's going to pass it. You know, he's going to maybe start off passing the ball a little bit to set up the run. You know, get those get those linebackers, get those safeties back up in the box a little bit. And because of, you know, if they throw it, you know, you got to back up those guys. But, you know, when those guys back up, that opens up the run to kind of get the offense going that way. So I'm going to be looking at, do the Niners pass to set up the run, or are they just going to go, here we come, and we're just going to try and bully you down the field kind of thing. So for Kansas City, it's kind of like what Richard Stein said about 10 minutes ago. Just let Mahomes do what Mahomes does and get the ball in space to those to those running backs, those receivers, to Kelce, all those kind of things, and just try and score, you know, every time that they got the ball. And you know, if Kansas City can do that, they're going to win this game. San Francisco has to control the ball a little bit kind of do it that way to limit the opportunities that Mahomes and the Kansas City offense can have.
Yeah, I think that the blueprint is pretty similar on both sides for what they have to do for their respective teams to win. We all think the 49ers need to control the ball a little bit, obviously limit the opportunities and the amount of times that Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and that prolific offense are going to be touching the ball. We all get that. Okay, so the game happens and different things play out. We all know that. It's 60 minutes long. 30 minutes could be going by, and it could be the dream scenario for you. And then all of a sudden, a turnover happens or something along those lines, a special teams play, you name it. Something bizarre winds up happening in this game to maybe change the momentum. You said something kind of interesting to me about the 49ers in your early analysis there about that they may come out and actually shock us and surprise us and actually throw the ball to open up the running game. Because, quite frankly, we know that they're a running team. Kansas City knows it. Everybody in the world knows that the 49ers want to run the ball first and then obviously pass the ball. Jimmy G is capable. We know that. But ultimately, the way that they want to do it is run to set up the pass. You just suggested that maybe they run, they pass to set up the run. So let me ask you, why in the world would we expect the 49ers to completely go out of character and do something like that? And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I actually think it's a great idea. But truth be told, that would be taking them out of character. And if they start this game out being an error arsenal, I'm going to be shocked. I really am. But I almost think you have a great idea and a great point. Maybe they should start out passing the ball and then start running the ball as the meat of the game happens in the middle of that game and slow things down in a completely different way than I think people are – nobody would anticipate that, at least not me, Mike. I don't think.
Yeah, no, I don't think they would anticipate that at all either. But, I mean, look, it's the Super Bowl. It's like the national championship game for college football. It's the last game of the year. You throw the kitchen sink. Everybody's on deck. Here we go. We're going to try something that is not typically us. And I don't think for San Francisco, I don't think that would be a tough kind of transition to make and be like, all right, I mean, we still have our pass plays. We're just going to start off doing our pass plays instead of a run game. Get those middle linebackers, get those safeties dropping a little further so we can run our guys, so it opens things up for us. Either way, whatever Shanahan comes up with for his running game, they have to get the running game going, because if they're just going three and out, I mean, you and I both know, everybody knows, that that's not a winning recipe against the Kansas City Chiefs and that Andy Reid offense.
I'm going to tell you the guy that I think that has to go out there and have a huge day, and it's not going to be Emmanuel Sanders. I think it's Deebo Samuel. I think if this kid goes out there and has a really, really solid game, obviously in the passing game, and every now and then they use those guys in the running attack too, but I think Deebo Samuel is the guy, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers that has to be incredibly special today, because I think we're expecting Emmanuel Sanders. I think we're expecting George Kittle, and I think we're expecting Mostert to come out there and run the ball pretty efficiently. So I personally think that Deebo Samuel is the guy that has to be able to make plays.
No, absolutely. He has to be one of the guys that has to make plays. And, you know, as much as you and I and Richie Sines and Greg were talking about, this could be a, you know, this is going to be a close game. This is going to be one of those games, I think, where it's going to come down to, like you just said a couple minutes ago, there's going to be something that changes momentum. Whether it is like, you know, the New Orleans Saints trying an onside kick out of halftime, a big punt return, a big kick return, a gadget play of some sort to get the team momentum back for either side. I think that's what you and I should kind of keep an eye on in terms of, you know, big plays, you know, plays that are not expected or offensive calls that are not expected out of either team. I think that's going to be a deciding factor.
That's the voice of Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, we're talking Super Bowl 54, Chiefs and 49ers going at it in a few hours from now, several hours from now, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is where we come to you from the Valley of the Sun, so adjust your clock. The weather seems like it's going to be pretty nice, about 60, like maybe 65 degrees, I think, Mike. So I don't think weather should be a problem for this game, obviously, and that's kind of why you pick a place like Miami to play this football game. Do you think that we talked a little bit about the 2 weeks. Is 2 weeks too long, in your opinion, or is it okay? And, you know, it gives guys time to kind of get those bumps and bruises. I think everybody's pretty healthy right now, don't you?
No, I think everybody is pretty healthy right now. I think, no, 2 weeks, keep it at 2 weeks. It does let both teams kind of heal up, and so you got all your offensive weapons, all your big guys ready to go for the game, because that's what we want at best on best. And if one team kind of comes limping in, that's, you know, doesn't make for – the possibility makes for not a very good game. So, no, I say keep it at 2 weeks.
All right, so when we come back in the final segment, well, not really the final segment, but our final segment where we actually get some substance, the last segment of the show is pretty quick, but the final segment, what we're going to do is we're going to come down and break things down, man. We're going to go through the quarterbacks, the receivers, the running backs, the defense, special teams, coaches. We're going to break it all down, man. We're going to tell you who we think wins and why, so keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites. The prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Touchdown!
Hey, did you know that Discover offers home equity loans with zero application fees, zero appraisal fees, and zero cash due at closing? That's a lot of zeros, but all those zeros can add up to something big.
A home equity loan from Discover can help you use the equity you've already built for things like home improvements, major purchases, or consolidating high-interest debts into a low fixed-rate loan. So you can make big changes with zero worries. Home equity loans are offered by Discover Bank, NMLS ID 684042. Learn more at discoverhomeequityloans.com/zero.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
First question, Mike. While watching football's big game, you decided to eat the biggest mess of food. Super nachos, wings, sliders. Now your stomach's boiling back up toward your pie hole. Do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take Nauseam 4-Minute Formula?
Take Nauseam.
Correct. Nauseam's 4-Minute Formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauseam now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
In an offset eye, they move Juszczyk to the right. They wind it back. Great block by Juszczyk. Green at the second level. He may go.
Goodbye.
But Sheen is loose. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Boom! San Francisco!
Fourth down and three for the Chiefs. At the Raven 5, down by 7, blitz. Mahomes, hot read, right side, goes to Damian Williams, touchdown! Right side, touchdown! Kansas City, the Chiefs within one at 53 seconds to go in regulation.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 54. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. That's where it'll all be taking place. 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is where we come to you each and every Sunday live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Unbelievable, man. The final game of the year is here. Can't even believe I'm saying
it.
It's true. It's unbelievable, man. It really is. It's hard to fathom. It's really hard to fathom that, you know, you go through this long season and then you're down to these last couple of teams, and this year it's the 49ers and the Chiefs, man. So let's break it all down, Mike. Let's go through all the different key positions to make this thing a winner or loser for either the 49ers or the Chiefs, and let's start with the quarterbacks. Jimmy G and Patrick Mahomes, two young, up-and-coming superstars for this game that could be making their first mark of their career today, obviously. Jimmy G has a couple of rings, but he didn't do it being the starter. He did it being the backup. This is his opportunity to be that guy. On the other side, Patrick Mahomes. He was the MVP last year. Seems like a natural progression that his team is now playing in the biggest game of all games to play in for the NFL. He's in the Super Bowl. Something's got to give. One of these guys is going to walk away a winner. Who's it going to be and why? Jimmy G or Patrick Mahomes? Who you got?
Well, I mean, That's a good question. I mean, look, it's not like Jimmy G doesn't have Super Bowl experience. I mean, you and I talked about this on the local show the other day. You know, he hasn't necessarily played, started in a Super Bowl, but the experience that he got with New England and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on how to handle yourself, how, you know, what to do, what not to do during Super Bowl week. I mean, that is experience that you can't pay enough money for right there. If you're going strictly about stuff on the field, you got to give the edge to Mahomes. I mean, look, he was the MVP for last season. He has, you know, the weapons that he has at his disposal are probably the best in the NFL. The way he controls the offense, the way he can move his feet, extend plays, run the ball downfield if necessary. You got to give the edge to Mahomes, but I'm telling people, don't sleep on Jimmy G. And, you know, we've talked about this numerous times. Just because he threw it only 8 times, you know, in the NFC Championship game, it's because they were running the heck out of the football. He didn't have to throw it, you know, 35 times for them to win. You know, he comes into this, he's going to do what Shanahan wants him to do. And if that means he throws the ball 15 to 20 times or 25 to 30 times and they win, so be it. If it means he throws it, I don't see this happening again, but, you know, if he throws it 10 times, they win. He will take a game where he throws it only 10 times and a Super Bowl ring, you know, over throwing it 40 times and losing. So don't sleep on Jimmy G, but if you strictly had to go on what you see on the field from each one of these guys, Mahomes is going to get the overwhelming kind of support in terms of, yeah, I'll take Patrick Mahomes over Jimmy G.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think Patrick Mahomes has shown us that he can, like you've said numerous times, can make really difficult throws, tough throws, tough angle throws, can throw it on the run. I do think that we have two really good up-and-coming quarterbacks, and I think that one of these guys is going to start his legacy today, and the other guy is also going to start his legacy today. And, you know, you're either going to start it with an L or you're going to start it with a W. And, you know, I'm excited. I really am. I give a slight edge to Patrick Mahomes just because of and I think it's more because of the weapons he has, to be honest with you, Mike. And again, right. I think they're both very capable. I really do. I think they're extremely capable. And I'm like you. Don't sleep on Jimmy G. I think the guy, you know, you put a gun to my head, and I'll tell you what. This guy's a really good quarterback, and there's a reason why he's playing in this football game. So I think it's a good matchup. I really do, and I'm going to give a slight edge to Patrick Mahomes on this one. Wide receiver core, I'm going to give an edge, obviously, to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs because I think that all those guys have ridiculous speed. And I think that, you know, obviously Sanders is a good guy to come over there. He's a good third down receiver for Jimmy G. And I talked to you a little bit about Dabo. I think that he's going to have an impact on this game. I just think that they're a little bit better on the Kansas City Chiefs side. We'll get into the tight ends in a moment here, but I'm giving the wide receiver corps to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. I mean, look, I'm with you on this. I mean, you got to give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs with their wide receiver core. I mean, there's a couple of things in sports that you can't coach. You can't coach speed, and you can't coach height, you know, especially yep. with NBA players. You know, and when a guy like, you know, Tyreek Hill has the world record, you know, he has track speed, the value of him, you can't even measure it because you can give him the ball in any kind of space, and he has the possibility of taking it to the house every single time he touches the ball. I mean, that's the kind of player that makes people in the stands stand up every single time he touches the ball. So, you know, with that, yeah, you got to give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, so we've debated this numerous times, and I don't think we've really figured it out completely, because I think it's pretty tough, to be quite honest with you, if you want Travis Kelce or if you want George Kittle as far as your tight end, because both these guys are fantastic for their respective teams. And I guess I'm going to kind of say in my answer that I think these guys are both very special. And I think that ultimately they play their role so well for each of their teams that, quite frankly, Mike, it's too hard to choose. I think they're both really good, and I think they're both really good for their particular team. I think if you take Kittle off of San Francisco and you put him somewhere else, I don't know if he's the same guy. I think if the same situation, you take Kelce off the Chiefs, I still think he's, you know, really, really good. Both these guys are really good, but I just don't know if the dynamic is quite the same for either one of these guys. I think they're in the perfect situation. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I think they're in the perfect situation for both of their skill sets to be played out totally, fully, 100% in each of their teams. Your thoughts?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, Dorf. I mean, you look at both these guys and they have very similar skill sets. You know, some people may think that Kittle's a little bit better blocker downfield, and that makes him a little bit more valuable. But I take a look at these two guys, and I really do think it's kind of a wash. I mean, it's one and one A, you know, yeah, in terms of tight ends in this league, and they're both used very well by both these offenses. I mean, look, you know as well as I do, Scotty knows this. I mean, it's sometimes the quarterback's best friend is the tight end. You know, he's usually like the last check down guy that he's looking at to save him from taking a loss or a sack. So both these guys do that really well. They got big personalities. They're fun to kind of listen to and all that kind of stuff, and that makes them a little more engaging as well. But I think it's one and one A. It's a wash to me.
I agree on the big personalities, too. All right, speaking of big personalities, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, obviously – Shanahan had the 28-3 loss in the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons to the New England Patriots, and then you can go down the long laundry list of failures for Andy Reid with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I gotta tell you, man, every time you fall down and you get back up, I think it makes you that much better of a human being and a better person. So I got no problem with him failing and then getting back up to try to achieve success. Who do you got? Who's better? Who makes the bigger plays? Who makes the better plays? Who makes the better decisions? Kyle Shanahan or Andy Reid?
Boy, oh boy. I mean, you know, we just got done talking about Kittle and Kelce being 1 and 1A. This could be the same thing. This is kind of like the professor and Andy Reid and the up-and-coming professor and Shanahan taking on each other in terms of, you know, who's the better play caller, who gets their team better prepared. You know, part of me wants to say Andy Reid because he's been here, he's done that, he's been to multiple types of championship games, he's been in the Super Bowl as a head coach before, you know. And but then you take a look at Shanahan, and he's not as a head coach, but he certainly had his, you know, experience in the Super Bowl. Granted, it was not the greatest situation for him at the end of the game, but look, you got almost 1 and 1A again in terms of how they got their teams here, how they prepare their teams, the type of offenses, and how they want to impose their will on the other team. So it's, you know, I might give a slight edge to Andy Reid in this case, though.
Yeah, I kind of do just a slight little edge to Andy Reid. All right, a couple more things we got to get through before we take a break. Special teams, who are you going with there, Kansas City or the 49ers?
You know, in terms of special teams, it's just who wants it more. Who's going to get down there in their coverage? Who's going to keep with the, you know, stay in your lane so you don't get a big punt return, kick return, those kind of things? I'm maybe a slight edge to San Francisco on that. I mean, they got pretty good speed on their kick, you know, on their special teams, but once again, it's 1 and 1A.
All right, real quickly then, who do you give the edge to on the defenses? I'm going to have to guess. You're going to say the 49ers. I think we both are, but I'm going to say it this way you said it about Jimmy G. don't sleep on the Kansas City defense, because they did step up and they made plays the last 6 weeks or so of the season. But I do think that the 49ers is better all around. How about you?
No, me too. It is the San Francisco 49ers with a better defense. But, yeah, look, I mean, Kansas City defense last year was just kind of garbage. And so there was nowhere to go but up for them. But they have learned to kind of shut it down, like you said, the last 6-7 weeks of the season.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give our prediction as to who we think wins, and then we'll also give our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Talk to the hand.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
They toss it back here to Hill. Around the corner he goes. Tyreek Hill to the end zone. Touchdown.
Mullins looking to throw. There's Kittle wide open. Kittle in Denver territory. Kittle is going to go. Touchdown. 85 yards.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Gotta get a Vince call in there, baby. Vince Lombardi, you gotta have him in there when the Lombardi trophy's being given out. Super Bowl 54 later today, San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs. We will be breaking it all down for you later tonight on the weekend recap, the NFL rewind style weekend recap of the Sports Overnight America show that starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be back, Mike will be back, but obviously we're going to put our final spin on the day for today. Obviously, we want to thank Greg Peterson for joining us and Richard Science for joining us today on the program. Mike, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Parting shot time. All right. So, with all the Super Bowl talk, we have new Hall of Famers, NFL Hall of Famers going in. You got Bill Cowher, Donnie Shell, Troy Polamalu, Aaron James, Isaac Bruce, Steve Atwater, Steve Hutchinson, and Jimmy Johnson going in. It is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler-heavy Hall of Fame ceremony on August 8th, but every single one of these guys deserves it. And last but not least, San Francisco wins this game 35-30.
All right, good stuff. All right, my parting shot is obviously goes to those guys. Congratulations to making the Hall of Fame, obviously. But my thoughts have obviously been on something else all week long, and that is the passing of all those people from the helicopter last week Sunday in California. And obviously the big name is Kobe Bryant. But all those people were doing great things. And it's just important to remember all of those people and all of their lives that were lost and all the people that it affected. So my heart and thoughts and prayers are with all of those people that were on that helicopter last Sunday. For Mike, for Scott, have a great day. I like the Chiefs to get it done. So let's see it all happen, and we'll be back tonight. Keep it close, everybody. It has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf.
The Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.